Wisconsin Association of School Business Officials Executive Director Woody Wiedenheft says employers are watching whether substitute teachers would qualify for health insurance.
Employers are having to be very careful to track hours that people are working on that 30-hour rule to make sure that their finances stay the same for that insurance scenario.
Washburn School District Administrator Tom Wyatter says schools don't anticipate budgeting for extra insurance, and rural areas like Washburn have a limited number of subs.
You're pulling from the same group, so you try to have the most competitive rates or incentives to make sure that the quality subs are working in your school district.
Districts in northern Wisconsin are seeking clarity on when or if people qualify for benefits under the Affordable Care Act. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.